We begin the current daf from Sechdes Eivin, daf Tzadi. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara clears a question, asks the following question based on the Machlekes and on the Mishnah of the previous daf. And that is our Perek began with a Machlekes regarding the roofs of separate buildings. And that is regarding, do we view them as separate entities, just like we view the buildings under them? This is my building, that's your building. You can't carry from my house to your house because it's separate industries. So too, do we say that the roofs are separate? Or do we say that, no, people generally don't use their roofs. We don't view them as separate, just like the building underneath is separate because people don't usually use it, and therefore we view all the roofs as one area. That was Machlekes, and the opinion of the Chum was that just like the building underneath is separate than the other building, so too the roof is considered my roof, and that's your roof, and that's separate entities, and therefore one is not allowed to carry from one roof to another. Now, on that opinion, the Gemara asked the following question. Rami Bar Chama asked, now, in the Rabban's opinion, though, the roofs are viewed as separate, there was a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. And Rami Bar Chama is going in Rav's opinion that he held that a roof that's amongst other roofs, and that's, let's say there's many buildings connected to each other, and that the roofs are all one flush to the other, and therefore it's like one big roof. Rav said, one is not allowed to carry, not only not from one to the other, as everyone agrees in the Pinyin Rabban, but even in that roof itself of that building, Shmuel said you could carry on your own roof. Rav said, you're not allowed to carry even more than Dalad Amos. And the reason is, because since it's parts b'melua, that this roof, which is separate than the other roof, is totally open to the other roof, therefore that's what the halacha is when you're in a permitted area, which is parts b'melua, totally breached. Not as a Pesach has an opening, but totally breached to an area that's forbidden, which in this case, each roof is forbidden to the other. That makes it forbidden to carry in your own area, and therefore all you get is Dalad Amos. So Rami Bacham is asking, based on, again, Rav's opinion, in the opinion of the Rabbanan, what would be the halacha, shtei amos begag, regarding carrying two amos on a roof, v'shtei amos be'amud, and then two amos, that would be for the total of four amos that we allow on your roof, and two amos on a pillar, on a beam. Mahu, what would be the halacha? In other words, can you carry those four amos that we allow you? Can you carry two of them on the roof? And two, another way, and then they carry the other two onto the pillar, which is standing in Rishus HaRabim, right next to the roof, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. What would be the halacha? Would that be permissible, just like you let a carry on your roof four amos, here also two amos of your roof and two amos of the pillar, or not? Now the Gemara asks and tries to understand this question. I'm a rabbi. My kami bayli, what exactly is Rami Bachama's question? Karmelis Rishus Hayochid Kami Boile? Is he asking if you're allowed to carry from a Karmel from a Karmelis to Rishus Hayochid? I don't understand. Obviously, it's Usser in this case because the roof is a Karmelis. As we said, that was what Rab was saying in Rabban's opinion. You can only carry more than you can't carry more than Dalad Amos because we view it as a Karmelis, a prohibited area of because it's breached to the other area. It's not a Rishus Hayochid. We view it as a Karmelis, which we allow you only to carry up to Dalad Amos. Now the Amid, the pillar, which is flush, which is open, which is right next to the roof, is standing in Rishus HaRabim, but it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, which is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. So we give it a status of Rishus HaYachid. How would you think that you can carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachid? What exactly is this question? Why would we think that you could carry? So on that, the Gemara concludes and says, you're right. V'ramei b'chama, agav churfei, due to his sharpness, loy ayin bay, he did not look into it so much. In other words, the Gemara is commenting that Rami Bar Chama definitely did not mean to ask this question, which was the version as it was said in the Gemara up until now. Rather, because of his quickness, he quickly asked the question, but it didn't really have it developed in the proper way. Rather, elohocha coming by, what he meant to ask was is this, although he didn't say that, what he really meant was this, because obviously you can't carry from the roof to the Amid, which would be from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachid. Rather, the question was, Beis Amos Begag, two Amos on a roof, again, we're talking about a roof between other roofs, which, as we had said in the opinion of Rav and Rabbanan, that all you're allowed to carry is up to Dalad Amos. So, can you carry two Amos on this roof, U Beis Amos Ba'achsadra, and then two Amos on Achsadra. Achsadra basically is like a four poles without any walls, and it has a roof on top of it, some type of like a hut, which is generally an entryway into where houses are. So you have like this little porch, basically no walls, just a roof on top of it. And then what we're talking about is, so again, you have the roof that now, the achsadra, its roof is flush with the roof of the building. So therefore, the question was, can you carry two amos on the roof of one person's owner, meaning his building, that roof, to the roof of the achsadra that's from a different owner, which this achsadra is more than Beis HaSimon and it has no walls. Therefore, as Rashi explains, the idea of this achsadra, why are we picking achsadra, is because you cannot say the klal of pi tikra yard v'sleisim, which pi tikra yard v'sleisim means to say that even if it doesn't have walls, we view the beams, which are the edges of this roof, as if they are the thickness of it, as if that's the beginning of a wall, and that, as if that's coming down. You can't say that an achsadra, as the Gemara on Chafeim and Beis already explained, that we're talking about it's a slanty roof, which doesn't have a peh. It doesn't have the opening, which is as if the beginning of a wall, because it's coming down on an angle, on diagonal. So therefore, we give this achsadra a status of a karmelis. Because again, you cannot give it any halacha of any walls. It's not a reshus hayochid. And therefore, since it's more than Beis HaSaim, it's going to have halacha of a karmelis. So therefore, again, you have this roof of the building, and then it's right next to the roof of the achsadra. Mahu, what is the halacha in such a case? Are you allowed to carry from the roof to the achsadra? And the question is as follows, as the Gemara explains. Mi amrina, do we say, kivin deloy haichaz ladira, since this, in other words, the roof, is not fit for dwelling, as we had said, that's why we give it a halacha of a karmelis, it's totally breached to the other areas, it's a roof, it's not chaz ladira, and veloy haichaz ladira, the achsadra is also not fit for dwelling, as we just explained, we give it a status of a karmelis, it doesn't have any walls, there's no pitik or yard v'saisim, and therefore it's just something out in the open, it's a karmelis, so therefore, chad rishusahi, do we say that it is one rishus? Now, although it's not owned by one person, as we explained, that one is the roof is of one person and the chsadra is of another person, but still we won't say that they're separate rishus, even according to the Rabbanan. Because although they say by roofs, that although they're open one to the other, and therefore we still they say that you can't carry from one to the other, because roofs are different. Because by roofs, there are at least separate dwellers beneath those roofs, and therefore we say, just like their chaluk, their reshuyas, their domains are separate on the bottom in the house itself, so do we say they have separate domains up on the top, on the roof, because since it's different on the bottom, we say that goes up to the top. But by achsadra, we can't say that because nobody dwells even beneath it, because again, there's no walls, and it doesn't have even any halachic status of reshus yachad. So therefore, here, where essentially they are both karmelis, they are the same type of reshus, and you don't have the problems that you have by Gagan, because although Gagan really essentially is Chad Rishos, like we find the other pinnas of the Tanoim and the Mishnah that do view all the roofs as one Rishos. But the Chum argue, because there are separate dwellers beneath, so therefore we say they're separate on the top also, which you don't have by Chsadr. Maybe there you would say that they are like one Rishos, and you could carry from the roof to the roof of the Chsadr. That's one option. Or the other side of the question was, Dilma Kivin de Megagla Gagasa, since we find, as in said in the Mishnah on the previous daf, that the Chum say it's forbidden to carry from roof of one house, which is open to the roof of another house, that the reason of the Rabban are because they're particular, they're makbid about that they're from different owners. And that's the main criteria of why they say it's forbidden to carry from one to the other. So Megaglach Sadra Nami also, there's therefore to carry from the roof to the ceiling of this achsadra, of this hut, of this opening to the houses, is also should be forbidden because it's owned by a separate person. And therefore, although you don't have the problem of separate dwellers, but that's not the main criteria. The main criteria is separate owners. That's what makes it a problem. That was the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't answer this yet, but rather the Gemara brings a similar type of a question. Bai Rabbi Bar Bai. He asked, Beis Amos Begag, if you're going to carry two Amos on a roof, Ubeis Amos Bechuva, and another two Amos in a ruin of other person. In other words, the roof of one is owned by another one, and the ruin right next to it is owned by another person, and that ruin is breached to the Rishus Aram, and therefore we give that status of the ruin as a karmelis, that which is basically the same criteria we give to the roof, amongst all the other roofs, that we also give it halacha of a karmelis. Mahu, what's the halacha? Which essentially sounds like the same question as the Gemara had mentioned before regarding the achsadra, that both of them have halacha of a karmelis, and therefore maybe you would go ahead and say that since there's no diurin in the ruin and there's no diurin in the achsadra, so therefore that we can view it as one rishus. You don't have the same problem that you have with the roofs, that there are separate dwellers in the bottom. Or do you say that no, since they're owned by separate people, therefore we view it as separate and you cannot carry even within four amas from one to the other? So the Gemara asks, Amar Rav Kahana. So he asked him, he says, Lav Haina Durami Bacham, he asked Rav Bibi Babaya, isn't the question that you're asking the same thing that Rami Bacham asked? What's the difference between a churva and a chsadra? As we just explained, these sound like the same exact question, that they're both a karmelis. So Amar Rabbi Abaye responded. He says, "What v'chimeacher asoy v'neitze? What do you think I'm coming to steal and plagiarize someone else's question that I have to go ahead and just change it a little bit and make it like I'm asking a new question as if I really stole his question? What do you mean? There's a big difference between the question I was asking and the question he was asking. Achsadra, the case of Ram Bar Chama of the Achsadra, again of this roofed." With the poles and with no walls, and it's just some type of an enclosure that's generally like opening into a house. Loi chazal l'dira, that's not fit for dwelling at all, and therefore maybe there you could view the achsadra and the roof as one rishus, as we said, because you don't have the problem that you have that the chacham said that the roofs are separate because you have dwellers on the bottom. Achsadra, you don't have dwellers on the bottom, so there's definitely that option of saying that you view it as one rishus. But v'churva, the case that I was talking about of the ruin, chazvi l'dirim, it fit for dwelling. It's a regular house. It's just a little ruin and you got to fix it up. But it's fit for dwelling, and therefore, there it's much different than what he was talking about. And it would make sense to say that in my case, you would not be able to carry from the roof to the ruin. So, but then the Gemara asked on that. So v'chima acher de chazvi l'dirim, now that you said that your question is not the same because of obviously a ruin is fit to be lived in. So then, so what was his question? It's not similar to Gog at all. In other words, Gog we consider as a Carmelist. But here, this is its own Rishus because it is fit to be lived in, and therefore it should be like a Rishus HaYach, and it definitely is going to be usher to carry from the roof to the churva, to the ruin. So what was his question? If that's why he's saying you're different than Ram Bachama, so then obviously your question is not a question, and definitely it is usher. What's your tzad to say that it's mutter? And then the Gemara says, Im timtza loy makama. What he was saying was that on that option, that it's like this, then this is my question. In other words, what he was saying was, it's not so pashut for Abibi that the ruin is something that is fit to be lived in, but it was also not so obvious to him that it should be the same as achsadra, which is not fit to be lived in. And that is because it is a little bit better than achsadra. In other words, he was coming to add on to the question of Ram Bar Chama through an imtim tzulem, and he was saying as follows. If you were to resolve the question that Rami Bar Chama had before me to say that you're right, an achsadra is not fit to be lived in, there is no one living beneath it, and therefore there is no chiluk reshuyas of the achsadra and the roof, and therefore you're going to resolve that it's permitted to carry from the roof to the achsadra, then you come to my question, what would you say over here? In other words, by the achsadra, where it's not fit to live in at all, then you're going to say that, yeah, you could carry. But churva, chazal adir, would you say, but a ruin is fit to be lived in? In other words, when you fix it up just a little bit, it's not like a chsadra that's not meant to be lived in. No one lives out in an open thing with just a roof on top of it. I'm talking about a real house. It's just a little bit ruined, so you can fix it up. Or maybe do you say that no, that even if it is maybe chazal adir on some level, but now there are no dwellers over there, and therefore it is like a chsadra, and if it would be permitted to carry from the roof to the ruin, that was the question that I was asking. Im tim tzalayma. And that the Gemara says, take it, let it rest. It's not clear that if the main criteria is the fact that we had mentioned in Rami Bar Chama's question already, if it's because they're separate bialim, they're separate owners, and therefore in both cases they would be considered independent areas and would be forbidden to carry from one to the other, just like you can't carry from one gag to another gag. Or is the main criteria if we view them as having diurin, which is the idea that's mentioned in the opinion of the Chacham, that just like there's dwellers below, so there's dwellers above, and that's why you can't carry from one gag to another, which you would not say regarding achsadra and regarding churva, which was the question that maybe churva is different. And on that, the Gemara says, take it, let it stand. It's not clear what is the main criteria to say if it's permitted or forbidden to carry from the roof to the achsadra or to the churva. Now the Gemara continues with a discussion regarding what was the main idea mentioned in our Mishnah. And that is, we had a discussion regarding how do we view the Gagan? How do we view the roofs of the buildings? Do we view them as separate entities, like the Chacham said, just like below it's separate in the house, so too above on the roof they're separate? Or do we say that no, that the roofs are all one rishus because people don't generally use it? And that the Gemara has a discussion regarding the Machlegis in the Mishnah, a Machlegis and Mayroam, how to interpret each opinion. As the Gemara says, Gagan Hashavin, regarding when the roofs are even, and that is that they don't have one roof more than 10 tefachim above the other roof. Rather, there's a lot of them that's equal, that's flat one to the other. As we had found in the Mishnah, that Remeir says that there would be discrepancies in Halacha if one is higher than the other 10 tefachim. But if they're, let's say, they're flat, So Lirameir, according to Rameir, that he considers all the roofs as one rishus, as we had mentioned on the Mishnah previous daf, and that each roof does not make it forbidden one to the other, because although they're totally breached, but they're one rishus. It's like saying that my house has one room breached to the other. Of course, it's all one rishus. So regarding his opinion, when there's many roofs open to one another, which is one domain. And similarly, the same thing would apply v'gag yechidi l'rabbanan, regarding a singular roof, according to the opinion of Rabbanan, which is not near any other roofs, just as one building standing alone. That even according to Rabbanan, there would be no other roof to make a problem. The whole reason why Rabbanan said you can't carry on your roof there was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel exactly if you can carry on your roof or with and dalet amos, but everyone agrees that if it's a singular standing building that you could carry on your roof. It's only a problem when it's bein hagagas that then the other buildings you can't carry from one roof to another. So therefore, that's really the same case as many roofs according to Rav Meir, who views them all as one roof. And similarly, according to Rabbanan, with one roof. In this case, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, Mutil Talta B'Kol. Rav says, again, both according to Rameh, when there's many roofs, which is like one big roof according to his opinion, and according to Rabbanu, when there was just one roof, you're allowed to carry an entire area. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, Ein Mitalten L'Boy Ela B'Dalet. Shmuel says, no, both in the case of Rameh, you can only carry within Dalet Amos, and according to Rabbanu, when there's one roof, only Dalet Amos on that roof. And therefore Rashi explained that although Rameir says that Rishus Achas, saying that we're viewing all the roofs as one Rishus, how could Shmuel say that you could only carry within Dalet Amos? It must mean to tell you that although they're one Rishus, and there's no problem of going from one roof to another, it would only allow you two Amos in this roof and two Amos in that roof. But essentially, no matter where you are, you can't carry more than Dalet Amos. But that is what Rameir would be adding to permit more than Rabbanan, that it could even be from one roof to another, but again, not more than Dalet Amos. And the understanding of these two opinions of Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara is going to continue to elaborate on. But first, the Gemara is going to ask that it seems like Rav and Shmuel both contradict their own opinions, which was mentioned on the previous daf, how they had already explained on Mishnah. As the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Rav Amar Mutta Latalta Bakulai, Rav says, in the way we just quoted, when there's Gag and Hashavin, all these roofs are equal, there's like, let's say, 10 roofs open one to another, and this, what all the 10 buildings are together, like almost like Lego, and there's one large roof of all these 10 roofs. Rav says, you're allowed to carry an entire area. Kasha de Rav de Rav. Rav seems to contradict himself. That is, on the previous daf, Rav said that in the case of Gag and Hashavin, again, when you have the roof amongst all the other roofs, and they're all flush one open to the other. So Rav had said, according to the Rabbanan, that say that each roof makes it forbidden one to the other, because they are viewed as separate Yeshuyas. He said that you don't say good asik of mechitzas between them, that as if to view as if the buildings are coming up, as if they're walls which are between each other, which you don't see on the roof, as if they're coming up to say that they're separate. He says you don't say that. Rather, you see them as if they're breached one to the other. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, here also, when you have Gag and Hashavin, when you have their flat, all the roofs are open one to the other, according to Rameir. Now, although you're right, that Rameir holds that one roof is not going to make it a problem to the other roof, because he views them as one big Rishus. However, the way Rashi explains it, that the people of Rishus Harabim, that are going in front of the houses, behind the houses, to the sides, why don't the people of Rishus Harabim make it a problem for the people on the roof? And that is because you don't have any walls for the roof to separate from the roof to the people of Rishus Harabim. Because A, there's no roofs. And regarding the walls from below, Rav says that doesn't help. You don't say good asik mechitzas. You don't see the walls coming up. And therefore, same thing goes in the case of when you have the Rabbanim, when there's just one roof, one building with its roof, that also the people of Rishus Harabim should make it forbidden. And similarly regarding the Chatzeris that are around it, because they're totally breached to the people of the Rishus Harabim. You have no separation, you have no mechitzas. Because you didn't make mechitzas on the roof itself, because if you did, of course, the roofs would be separate. It wouldn't be the whole discussion of the Mishnah. We're talking about that they're totally open. And you don't have the walls from below, because Rav had said on the previous daf that you don't say good asik of the mechitzas. So again, how could he say over here that you could carry throughout the area, according to Rameh when there's many roofs, or according to Rabbanu when there's one roof, but it's totally breached to the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore when you parts, you should only allow Dalet Amos. And that the Gemara says, which was already mentioned on the previous daf, this discrepancy in Rav's opinion, Hasim over there, when we're talking about between other roofs, that Rav had said in the previous daf that you do not say good asik, That was loy minkra mechitzasa. That was because the roofs are not recognizable. Because as we had said, that they're covered with the ceilings, with the roofs themselves. That is, you cannot see where this building starts and that building ends. You can't see its walls that are separated beneath. You just see one big roof. And therefore, the Rabbanan say that since there are separate reshuyas on the top, because each building, we view them as a separate area, and you cannot say good asik, because, again, you don't see the wall. So that's where Rav said that now we see them all breach one to the other to a forbidden area, and that's why you can't carry over there. However, hacha minkra mechitzasa, here the walls are recognizable, because here, in contrast, in relation to the people of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you do say good asik. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, that he views all the roofs as one big reshus, you can't say it's forbidden, because the outer walls of the building, those are recognizable walls. It's like one. It's almost like, according to Reb Meir, that you have one big roof, one big building that is surrounded with walls. And same thing according to the singular building, according to Rabbanan, the outside walls are recognizable walls, and therefore those walls, even according to Rav, will go up. So therefore, they will be separated from the people of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's why it's not a difficulty according to Rav, because here what we're discussing is not in regards to one area to another, because in Reb Meir they're considered one Rishus, and the Rabbanan we were only discussing when it's one building. Therefore, regards to the people of the Rishus Haram, there even Rav would agree when they are Menkeri Mechitzasa, which is what the case is, when they're the outer walls which are visible, then you will say good asig on the previous stop that he said you will not say good asig, was only between the buildings themselves that are attached, and you don't see the walls themselves, because on the top it's like one big seal, one big roof. That is why he said over there you don't say good asik, but here he would say good asik. So that resolves Rav's opinion. However, the Gemara continues on to Shmuel. B'Shmuel, we had mentioned B'Shmuel Amr. Shmuel said that in these two this case, according to Rabbanan with one roof, or according to Meir when there's many roofs, that then we say that there, according to Meir, it is like one roof. That Shmuel says you could only carry within Dalet Amos, but Kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel. But there's a contradiction of Shmuel in his own opinion that he mentioned in the previous daf, that he said that not only could you say good asik, he said you could even say good asik when it's not minkri mechitzasa, even when the walls are not recognizable, even from one roof to the other, when we view it as one big roof, you could carry on that whole entire roof, because he says you see the walls as if they're there, and here he's saying clearly that you don't say good asik, because if you say good asik, you would not see it as breach to the people of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because here, not only should you say good asik, here it's even minkri mechitzasa, the walls are recognizable, so why can you only carry in Dalet Amos? And that the Gemara says, Hassam over there on the previous daf where he said good asik lehava yisim beis asayim. There the area was not more than beis asayim, and that's because since Shmuel holds that you say good asik even in the walls that are between the buildings, which although it's not recognizable because you have one roof that goes all over all the buildings. However, that first machleik that Rabbi Shmuel had in the previous daf was going in the opinion of the Rabbanan, that they view each building, and therefore, correlating to that, their roofs too, as separate reshuyas. So therefore, you view every roof as if it's surrounded by itself. And therefore, hence, based on that chiddush of Shmuel, that you'll say good asik, even when you don't see it, almost like popping out through the roof, therefore, each roof doesn't have more than the area based asayim. And that's why you'll say good asik, even though it's not menkri mechitzasa, because it's not more on the base of sayim. But hacha over here, in this case that we're discussing, have a yosim base of sayim, it's more than base of sayim. And that is what we were arguing, that they were arguing, the opinion of Reb Meir, that he views all the roofs as one roof. Therefore, what are they being permitted with? With the outer walls. And that is a problem, because now if you're going to add up all the roofs themselves, they're going to be more than base of sayim. Now, that surrounding area, even if you're going to say good asik, that because the outer walls will be viewed as going up according to everybody, because the minkri mechitzas, you see the walls, but they're not hukuf ledira. It's not being surrounded for dira purposes. And therefore, since it's the walls of below, although that they're made for dira purposes, however, as the Gemara explains, v'hana mechitzas lamata avida. Essentially, whenever you say good asik in the cases that we're talking about, the walls themselves are made for below, and that's where the dwelling is. That's why you close in the house, you have a wall so that you can live there. The upper walls are not made for, in other words, these walls are not made for the people on top. It's not meant to dwell on the roof. And therefore the Gemara concludes, although we're going to be saying as if there are walls going up based on the principle of Gunasig, but Vahavik Karfif, yes, and Mibesa Saim, Shloi Hukaf Ladira. this eerie on the roof. Now when we total it all up, all the roofs are from all the buildings, that although it's like one big roof, are going to total more than Beis HaSayim. Now, again, although these walls we're going to view as coming up, but those walls were not made for the upper area to be enclosed. They were made for the lower. Therefore, it's like as if the walls that are now virtually going up were made for not surrounding it for dwelling purposes. And therefore, this karfaf of more than Beis HaSayim is like area surrounded for non-dwelling purposes. And the halacha is, v'chol karfaf yaisim Beis HaSayim, shlehukav ledira, any enclosed area for non-residential purposes, which is what these roofs are, they're not for residential purposes, that's more than Beis HaSayim, that wasn't enclosed for dira purposes, ein metalten l'bay ela b'dala. That's a halacha that we know that you can only carry within dalad amis, and that is why that the same thing would apply. Now, so that obviously explains what the opinion of Reb Meir is. And therefore, the case that we equated with that, with the singular roof, according to Rabbanan, obviously, according to Shmuel, is going on even when we're talking about that single building, that roof is also more than Beis HaSayim, similar to the case of the roofs, the plural roofs of the case of where they were all equal, of Reb Meir, that they were more than Beis HaSayim, and that is why Shmuel will say that you could only carry within Dalad Amos. What do you mean? Don't you say good asik? You say good asik, it's enclosed the walls. Yes, enclosed the walls, but shalei l'shem dira, not for dwelling purposes. And therefore, since it's more than Beis HaSayim, that's halacha that we always say by Karmelos, more than Beis HaSayim, that if it's not hukav l'shem dira, it's only going to be allowed to be carrying within Dalad Amos. So that resolves the opinions of Rav and Shmuel in contrast to their machlokes they had on the previous daf. Now the Gemara brings a different, similar type of machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Itma we had learned. Svina, regarding a ship. Rav Amar Mutal Tat Bukuli, allowed to carry throughout the entire ship, and that is even if the ship is more than Beis HaSayim, because it's enclosed for deer purposes, people live on the ship. Shmuel says you can only carry within Dalad Amos. Now the Gemara explains this machlekes. Rav Amar Mutal Tat Bukuli, Rav says you're allowed to carry throughout the entire ship, and we continue out to Amid Beis. What do you mean, Da'akim Machitzasa? There are walls, and people live there, so what's the problem? Of course you can carry without throughout the entire ship. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, you can only carry within Dalad Amos on the ship. And the reason is, Mechitzas Lahavriach Mayim Asuyas. These walls, again, were not made for dira purposes. And this is the fundamental principle which was mentioned in the previous Machlekes. You have to understand that walls only work when they're made for dira purposes. These walls were meant just to keep, to race the water away, to keep it from coming inside. Not so that people could live here. And therefore, since they're not dira purposes walls, and therefore, we'll view it as a karpav, it's more than Beis HaSayim, that was hukav shaloi l'shem dira, and that's what you could only carry within Dalad Amos. So now on this machlokes, Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, he says, Hichasa kavasach, is halacha like you? Now, as we find this case of the ship that you'd only be allowed to carry within Dalad Amos because we won't view it as if the walls are for the deer purposes rather to keep the water out. Or is halacha like Rav who was arguing on you? Amalei said to him, Hichasa karab. Although I argued on him, the halacha ultimately is like Rav, that we do view the walls of the ship as if it's for deer purposes and you could carry throughout the entire ship. So the Gemara says that Amrav Gidl Amrav Chiya bar Yosef. However, Umayde Rav, but Rav does agree, although Shmuel was even saying the halacha is like Rav, but even Rav would agree that the halacha would only be like that. The halacha would be like Shmuel that you can only carry within Dalad Amos in a case Shemkafa al Pia, that if you take the ship and you turn it upside down, and now the height of those walls are more than 10 tefachim, that She'imatat Naba El Barba Amos, that one now on top of the ship would only be allowed to carry within Dalad Amos. Because now it would be like Shmuel, even Rav would agree, it would be like a karpaf that was not hukaf ladir, that it would not, the walls were not for dira purposes, which the Gemara inquires and asks. Kafa lamai, what is this case talking about that we took the ship and we turned it upside down? What was the intention that it was turned upside down for? Ilei melodu tachteh, if it was that someone should live underneath it, I don't know, he took a boat, turned it upside down, hey, I got a house. You take the windows of the boat or whatever it is, the doors, and now you could make it as a house. So then the question is, why would you say that in this case Rav would agree that now you can't carry more than Dalad Amos, but Maish no migag yichidi? Why would this case of the upside down ship be any different than the roof of a singular building? And that is, Rav had said, on Amud Aleph, that even according to the Rabbanan, one is allowed to carry throughout the entire area of that roof, even though it's more than Beis HaSayim. And that is because since the walls were made for dwelling purposes, at least below the roof for the building itself, so although it was not made for the dwelling on top of the roof, but since we say good asik, so we take the same walls which below were made for dwelling purposes, those walls are going extending upwards. Now we say those same dira walls are like Hukav Ladira, even for those that are on top of the roof. Not like Shmuel, who said, no, it's only for Dira below, but not for Dira above, and that's why he held you, it could only carry within Dalet Amos. So that's what Rav says regarding the roof here also. Since you went and you turned it upside down for living inside of, below the bottom of the ship, so then this turning over was for wall purposes, that is, so you could live beneath those walls. So therefore, when you say Gurasik, that should be the same as the roof, that you say that it is for dira purposes and that one should be allowed to carry on top of the ship, even more than Dalet Amos. So now the Gemara says, you're right. And the Shekafal Lezoifsa. What we're talking about is the reason why the ship was turned upside down was not to live inside of it, because then you would say a good asik that it's like Hukav Ladir. Rather, it was turned upside down so that one could tar the ship. And therefore, now we say that the walls are bottled and nullified from having the halachic status of dira purposes, because now the whole time that it's turned upside down, it's not meant for dira purposes in anywhere. It's not meant for those above, and it's not meant for those below, because no one's living underneath the ship. It's just like a pillar, and that is, we say, although when we do say good asik, that, but it's a hekif, it's an area that's surrounded, that's more than Beis HaSayim, that was shaloi hokav adir, that was not surrounded for deer purposes, because nowhere here do we see these walls as deer purposes. It's not as usually as the ship is right side up, that then we see it for the people inside, because now it's upside down, and no one's living underneath it, and it's not meant for those on top, because it's just to tar it. So therefore, even here, Rav would agree that then we would view the ship as a karmelis, because it's a hook of shaloi l'shem dira, when you're turning it upside down just to tar it. And therefore, even Rav would agree that one, in this case, cannot carry more than Dalet Amos on top of the ship. And now the Gemara comments that Ravashi Masnila, Ravashi learns that this that we had mentioned before, that Rav Chir bar Yosef said that when he asked Shmuel, is the halacha like you or is the halacha like Rav? That Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav. He learned, as we had mentioned the Gemara before, Asvina, that it's going on the case of the ship, that yes, the halacha really follows Rav, that when the ship is right set up, that one could carry throughout the entire ship. That was his version. However, Rav Acha Bereid, Rav Masni Lo Ach Sadra. He learns it regarding Ach Sadra, as we said again, Ach Sadra has a roof, but it has no walls. It's just like four poles holding up the roof, which generally is people have when they're coming into their house, some type of like a porch without any walls, just like a roof. So that was weird. There was a machlikas Rav and Shmuel, that Shmuel ultimately said the halacha follows Rav. What case is this? The Itmar, like we learned, achsadra bibika. If there's this achsadra, again, this poles with a roof on top of it, that's in a bika, in an open field. Now a bika, the valley, an open field, has a status like a karmel. So the Gemara says, so you have a bika, which is a karmelis, and you have this achsadra inside this karmelis. This achsadra, again, as we said, is open on all four sides, and it stands on these four poles, and one puts poles on from one beam to another, and that's where you have you put the boards on top of that. And that those beams, which are from the four poles, one to the other, that's what's generally called the p-tikra, that those beams are the beginning of a wall. And that is what we usually see as extending downward, that we'll view them as walls. So now Rashi explains the reason why we said this case, as we're going to see in a bika, in a valley, is because if it's in a city, generally these achsadrois, as we had mentioned previously, are what's the entryway to a house or to a courtyard. And therefore, there's going to be at least one or maybe even two walls. And there Shmuel would agree, unlike what he says over here, that one would be able to carry. And therefore, we said this machlik is regarding necessarily when it's in the bika. In the open field, there's only this achsadra. So we have a machlik. Rav Amar Mutal Taltabukul. Rav says one is allowed to carry throughout the entire achsadra. But Shmuel Amar Eim Taltam Bel Ba'arba. Shmuel says one is only allowed to carry within four amas in this achsadra. Again, underneath this area, which is surrounded by these four poles, which is totally open, and it has a roof on top of it. And the Gemara explains the machlekes. Rav Amar Mutal Talbukul. Rav says one's allowed to carry throughout the entire area, because Amrina Pi Tikra Yared Vesaisim, we say this halachic principle of the opening of the tikra. Again, the tikra is this part of the roof, that's the beams on either side, that its thickness is the beginning of a wall that's coming down. We view that as coming down, so therefore we view four halachic walls. So you could go ahead and carry in there. Shmuel Amar Ein Matal Nabay El Ba'arba. Shmuel says no, one is only allowed to carry within four amas, because Lo Yaminim Pitikur Yad Besayim. We do not say this halachic principle of viewing the roof as the opening of that part of the roof as if it's coming down. And this is the halacha, according to this version, that Shmuel agreed to Rav ultimately, yes, that you do say pitik or yebisaisim, and one would be allowed to carry, even according to Shmuel, in the, at least la halacha, in the entire area of the achsadja in the bik. Now the Gemara goes back to ask, on the machlekes that we had, on Amad Aleph, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, which we had mentioned regarding these roofs, according to a mayor, or the one roof, according to Rabbanan, that's more than base asayim, if you could carry throughout the entire area, like Rav said, or only in Dalet Amis, as Shmuel said. So the Gemara asks, V'Rav alib d'Remeir, now the way Rav explained in Remeir's opinion, that since we were talking about Gag and Hashavim, we're talking about that the roofs are all equal, not one tenth tefachim higher than the other. Rather, there's like, it looks like one large roof when you have all these buildings and the roofs are open one to the other. That's more than Beis Hasayim. That Rav said one is allowed to carry throughout the entire area. And that's through the principle of good asik that we have surrounding the area. Now, obviously, Rav, in the opinion of a mayor, does not view this large area, more than Beis Hasayim, as a karmelis. And that is why one is allowed to carry, because if it was a karmelis, you could only carry up to Dalet Amis. If that's the case, the Gemara asks, L'taltal megag l'chatzar, that one should be able to carry from a roof to a courtyard, because essentially they're both like a Rishus HaYachid. As we're saying, a chatzar is a Rishus HaYachid. And this roof is also as Rishus HaYachid, because that's why you're allowed to carry throughout the entire area. So the question is, why does the Gemara say later that according to a mayor, we view the roofs as their own area, the courtyards as their own area, which essentially means that one is not allowed to carry from the roofs to the courtyard. Why not? They're both like one Rishus HaYachid, which should be permitted to carry from one to the other. And that the Gemara says, Gizeri Mishum D'Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. You're right. Essentially, it's like Rishus HaYachid within the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore one should be able to carry within that area of Rishus HaYachid. However, it's not any better than the decree of that was mentioned by Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, which was mentioned at the beginning of the parak, which was called the Gezerah of because of Tal Bishus Aram. And that is when you have a beam that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in one's own private area, in his own chatzah, that you're allowed to carry, we said you're not allowed to adjust your load on that. And the reason is because although it's in your yard and you could carry throughout your entire yard, even up to Shemayim, is because one might confuse it with a mound, a beam, something that has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid in Rishus HaRam. Because I see I could adjust my load here, why can't I do it there? This is a Rishus HaYachid, this is a Rishus HaRam. This is its area, this is its area. It's because in Rishus HaYachid there's no problem. Rishus HaRam, essentially the beam that has those dimensions will have a status of Rishus HaYachid, and then you're going to be carrying, adjusting your load from Rishus HaRam to Rishus HaYachid. Therefore here, the roof that's in the chatzar, when you have the chatzar around it, you cannot carry from the gag to the chatzar, although it's like one big Rishus HaYachid, is because the gag is more than 10 tefachim from the chatzar. So therefore it's not any better than having a beam or anything that has the dimension, the Rishus HaYachid, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that one cannot carry from one to the other. That is the reason why we said that you cannot carry from the gag to the chatzar, although they're both Rishus HaYachid, as we proved that Rav holds that according to a mayor, the entire area of the gag is not like a karmelis, rather as a Rishus HaYachid. Now the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, the Shmuel alib de Rabbanan, now in Shmuel's opinion of the Rabbanan, which again we were talking about a singular roof that's more than Beis Hasayim, that since he said that this, even were we to say good asik, we would not view it as if it's hukaf ladira. He said that no, that maybe the walls below are surrounding it for dira purposes, but no one intended for these walls to surround the area above the roof for dwelling purposes. So although we're going to say virtual walls going up, but they're surrounding it for non-dwelling purposes, and an area that's more than Beis Hasayim, that's not for residential purposes, and it's being enclosed for non-residential purposes, that then we say that you cannot carry more than Dalet Amis. That was his opinion, Rabbanon. So based on that, Nitaltel Megag LeKarfav, one should be able to carry from the roof to a neighboring Karfav, to an area that's for non-residential purposes, that's more than Beis Hasayim. And that would mean in the case of carrying 2 Amis on the roof and 2 Amis in the Karfav, because essentially they're both a Karmelis, according to the opinion of Shmuel in the Rabbanan. And therefore the question is, why does the Gemara say later that according to the Chachamim, that Gagin and Chatzeris, roofs and courtyards, are one area, and Karfifais, enclosed areas for non-residential purposes, more than Beis Hasayim, is a different area? That means that you cannot carry from the roof to the Karfav because they're separate areas. Why? Isn't the roof and Karfav the same type of area? That they're both a Karmelis? One should be able to carry, according to Shmuel's version, Rabbanan. And that's why he said, according to Rabbanan, you can't carry more than Dalet Amis on the roof, because it's more than Beis Hasayim. And it is a Karmelis to another similar Karmelis of a Karfav. It's the same thing. You should be able to carry within Dalet Amis, which means 2 Amis here and 2 Amis there. that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Bar Ula, similar type of answer, like it said for Rav, it's based on the Gezeira Shem Yifachis Hagag, because there's a decree that maybe the roof might get smaller, and that is, maybe it's going to be lacking from the base Sasayim of the roof, and therefore, they're going to make the house smaller to match and to fit the measurement of the roof below, and therefore, they're going to end up making the walls by the edge of the roof, and make it smaller, because so part of it started crumbling, so they made the house smaller, that now the roof doesn't have more than base Sasayim. So now, essentially, what the roof becomes, it becomes a Rishus Sayachid, because now it's a Karfaf that's less than base Sasayim. Less than base Sasayim you could carry throughout the entire area, which essentially is like the halachic status of Rishus Sayachid. And now, if we allowed you to carry from a Gag to a Karfaf, because they're both a Karmelis, now when it got smaller than Beis HaSayim, you can be carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, because that other Karfaf is a Karmelis. And therefore, that's why we said that although you're right, based on the logic, you should be able to carry from a Gag to Karfaf, you cannot, because maybe the Gag will become smaller than Beis HaSayim, and then we're going to change the measurements of that, and then it's going to be Rishus HaYachid, and you're going to end up carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. But then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that's why you can't carry from a Gag to a Karfaf, because of this concern, so then Mikarfaf, from one Karfaf, which is more than Beis HaSayim, Likarfaf to another Karfaf that's more than Beis HaSayim, Namar Lo Yitaltel, one should also not be able to carry even within Dalet Amis. And the reason being, Dilma Mifchis, because maybe one of these two Karfafs will become diminished, and they're going to end up making the measurement smaller, and it's going to be a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid that you could carry throughout that entire Karfaf, V'asi L'Tiltula, and then you're going to come to carry, as they had been doing up until now, from this one to the other one, and you're going to end up carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, which is the same concern that we had from a Gag to a Karfaf, which is the same idea that they're both Karmelis, but it might get smaller. Here also might get smaller. So why do we allow you to go from one Karfaf to another, because one Karmelis within the area of Dalet Amis? And then the Gemara says, Hasam, there by the Karfifais, imifchis, if it does get smaller, minkrele milsim, it's recognizable. You can measure, you can see, hey, wait a second, this looks smaller than that one. Did you tell me it got smaller? It's Rishus HaYachid, we can't carry from one to the other. Hacha, but here by the roof, imifchis le minkrele milsim. If it gets smaller, it gets diminished, and they end up changing the measurements of this roof, it's not going to be so recognizable. And that's because since there are no walls on the roof itself, it's only halachic virtual walls. It's not recognizable. And you can't tell that it got smaller than Beis HaSayim. And that's because something that does not have walls, it's not so easily to assess, and they're going to think that it still has Beis HaSayim. And therefore, they're still going to carry from the roof to the Karfaf, and then it might come to the Isra of carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. That is why we said one is not allowed to carry from the Gag to the Karfaf. But essentially, you're right, it would be based on Shmuel's opinion, the Rabbanan, that have used it as a Karmelis, that one should be able to carry from the Gag to the Karfaf, if not for this Gezerah.